I got your call. Are you okay? What are you talking about? You called me at 2 a.m. twice, and when I went to call you back, you didn't pick up. What did you think I was gonna do? Go back to bed? Look, can I just come inside? It's chilly out here.
I haven't heard from you in years since that time we broke up, and now, out of nowhere, you hit up my phone in the middle of the night. No text, no DM, nothing. I'd have to be crazy not to be at least a little bit curious what's going on. So come on, dish. What happened exactly to make you reach out to me like this? She broke up with you. Remind me who she is exactly? Forgive me, I haven't felt like checking your socials in ages. Jenna, okay? Tell me about her. Yeah, you can show me a picture. Oh, shit. This is her? Damn, she's gorgeous. I never knew redheads were your type. So, when did you meet her? 6 months ago, okay. When she started going to your gym. No, I'm happy for you. You two look great in this photo. Anyways, what happened? Here, sit down. You paid for everything for her, huh? Well, that's definitely not a red flag. I'm not judging you, I'm listening. Continue. Mm-hmm. Okay. What's wrong? No, you just stopped talking all of a sudden. Embarrassing? I've literally seen every part of you. Is there anything left to be embarrassed about anymore? Your sex life. No, it's fine. I mean, obviously it's a big problem if you're even bringing it up to me. I told you, don't worry about it. Keep going. I've got to admit, it takes an insane amount of self-control on your part to wait before doing it for the first time with her. I think we fucked on the first date, you and I. And? How was it? What do you mean you didn't like it? No way! She really just laid on her back naked and waited for you to do something? There's a term for that, I swear. What was it? Oh, a dead fish. That's what she was? Oh, okay. So she wanted daddy energy. Like those older dudes at the gym. Got it. So that clearly wasn't gonna work considering what you're into. What happened after you told her you were a sub? You did tell her you were a sub, right? What? You never said anything? Honey, in all the time that I've known you, you've never once given off anything other than dominate me, please, mommy energy. I can't believe you didn't tell her about your kink. Well, that's the kind of shit you disclose nice and early. You figure out if you're compatible or not, if it's a deal breaker or not, and then you move on. You just decided to stay after that, knowing that you'd be forcing yourself to channel someone you're not just to fuck her. I can't believe that. You've told me again and again how hard it is for you to open up about how you're not into the traditional stuff that guys are supposed to be into. And she never tried to compromise with you at all? Look up a few videos? Tried topping you from bottom? Nothing? Okay, well, which brings us to today. What? You're kidding, sweetheart. She went to the same gym you guys met at and found another guy? Show me your text. No, I'm not playing with you. Show me her text right now. Wow. I needed someone more masculine who makes me feel like a woman, and now I found him. That little slut. Hey, listen to me. Forget her. You are plenty masculine. You're strong. You have a good heart. Yes, what are you saying? Of course you're handsome. Why do you think we'd have pillow talk for hours while I played with your stubble? Fuck Jenna. You don't need someone who can't see what an incredible guy you are. Obviously, I see that. I never stopped seeing that. The day that we broke up was probably one of the toughest days for me, honestly. I hated that I had to be the one to break up with you, but you and I both knew that long distance wasn't gonna work. And now looking back, if I hadn't moved away right after college and we kept in touch like we said we would, I don't know, I think things would have been better. And you wouldn't have needed to look for love in the wrong places. Here, give me your phone. Because I'm deleting her texts. No, don't stop me. Don't stop me. This is for your own good. And got it. I'm also gonna block her from your phone. She's not completely gone. Relax. I took a picture of her number with my phone. And if you want it later, I'll consider giving it to you. But for right now, you need your space. It's not healthy to keep that door open and tempt fate. Look, come here. I can't stand seeing you like this. It's okay. It's okay, you don't have to act tough. This girl hurt you, and she hurt your pride. And you have every right to be upset. I've got you. Feel a little better? Yeah? That's my good boy. Shit, sorry, force of habit. Remember, I used to always kiss you like this after a bad day. I should go. Yeah, but this isn't right. I mean, you've barely ended things properly with this girl, and I shouldn't be touching you or kissing you. You know why I came running. Well, 3 hours isn't that long of a drive in the grand scheme of things, but I can't. It isn't right. I can't take advantage of you when you're this vulnerable. Sweetheart. If we do this, we can never go back. I hope you realize that. Are you sure? I've wanted you for so long. Oh. 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 I've missed you, my good boy. Oh. 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 Say it again, that's right. Oh, I love when you call me mommy. Oh. 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 It's so fucking beautiful. No one knows how to worship this like I do. I want to make sure I'm giving it my full attention. Swirling my tongue around the tip. And tracing a long stripe down the length of your shaft, dragging my wet tongue down to the base of your cock. And caressing these balls in front of me. First the left one. And then the right. And let me drag my tongue up. And down. By layer until I coat this whole thing in my spit. Would you like that? Yeah, you want me to own every inch of you? That's my good boy. Fuck, you taste so good. Jenna could never. I know deep down you missed my mouth. My nails gripping your thighs. My pink lips engulfing the swollen tip. Tell me, when's the last time someone deep-throated you the way I did? I thought so. What would you do to be able to experience that again? I'm not sure that's very convincing. I know you can beg better than that. God, I don't think I'll ever get sick of hearing you say, "Please, Mommy, I want you so bad." All right, sweetheart. Let me take care of you. Oh, Nope, you don't get to come yet. You know you have to ask me for permission. God, you beg so pretty. Hang on for me for just a little bit longer. Can you do that, baby? Can you hold off on coming until you're about to explode? Oh, attaboy. Keep holding it. I know you're sensitive right now. But I need you to be tough for me. Not yet. Now, come for me, right now. That's it. Look at that, erupting like Vesuvius. Come here, taste yourself. Baby, look at you. You're seeing stars. Are you okay? Of course I care. I worry about you sometimes, you know. You sure about that? I don't want to exhaust you after such an explosive orgasm. You never could fall asleep without eating me out, could you? Well, if tasting my pussy will make you feel better, then come here. You want to feel my lips on yours? Then show me how bad you want it and yank off my pants. You like my panties? They're cute, no? The straps hug my hips so perfectly. You're lucky I trimmed it a little bit recently, but you should still be able to see my clit through the sheer fabric. No, sweetheart. I know the last time we did this, you worshipped me. But that's not what tonight is about. Tonight is all about letting you indulge. You obviously look like a man starved based on your last relationship. Don't think, and just let your tongue do the work. Taste how wet I am through my panties. God, fuck, you have no idea how badly I miss this. Here, shift my panties to the side. Oh, there you go, go all in. Yes! Devour as much of my pussy as you want. It's all yours today. Yes, that's my good boy. That's my good fucking boy. Fuck, you haven't lost your touch at all. Oh, I lose my mind when you flicker your tongue over my clit like that. If I clench my thighs around your head, huh? Oh, you like that, don't you? You like mommy's thighs smothering you, huh? I can't. Don't stop. You're doing such a good job, baby. That's it. Faster. Oh my God, I'm almost there. Stop. Oh, give me your phone. Now you don't need to unlock it, just there. It's recording video. When we're done, I want you to hang on to that. And if that Jenna ever tries to find a way to reach out to you again, send her this. I want her to know that this cock is mine. And if she can't appreciate it and make you happy, then I will. Come here, get on top of mommy. Line your cock up. Right when you're ready, kiss me, just like we used to. Yes. Oh, you're doing so good. You feel me pulsating around you. That's because only you make me clench this tight. That's it. That's it. Graze my G-spot. Graze my G-spot just like I taught you. Yes. Fuck me hard. Oh, fuck me hard and fast just like that. Oh, just like that. Yes. Oh, let Jenna see that cock slide in and out of a pussy that isn't hers. Oh, fuck. Show her what she's missing out on, huh? Go on, show her. Oh, fuck me the way you always wanted to. Oh, yes, that's it. Get rough with me. Oh, that's my strong boy. Getting in there deep. Knowing exactly what I want. Oh, thank God. Yes. Oh, my God, baby. Yeah. Oh, keep that up. Oh, keep that up, and I'll come on your Yeah. You want me to make it all creamy for you? Yes, that's more like it. Oh. Yes, let's do it together. Oh, you come too, okay? Fuck! That's it. That's more like it. Oh, chasing that orgasm. Oh, you hear that, Jenna? You hear how badly he wants to come? You had your chance. He is mine. mess with me. Make a mess with mommy. That's it, that's it, that's it. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. True. I did miss your cock. But even more than that, I missed you, baby. I missed everything about you. Well, that was then, and this is now. If it were me and I got those texts, I would block and move on. Anyone who can't appreciate you isn't worth your time. But that's just my thinking. Whatever decision you make, I'll... Oh. That was fast. I kind of got the impression that you were venting about her just to get back with her again later after a few days. You're telling me you already made up your mind before calling me. So what's the verdict? Good boy. I'm proud of you for realizing that she wasn't good for your pride or your self-esteem. I don't know. There could be an us in the future, but I think we should take our time getting there. We've got a lot of lost time to make up for. And since I just drove 3 hours to get here, staying the night is a start. You don't mind, do you, sweetheart? I had an inkling.